Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Kaelm Deneau.
And I'm Aisha Ashraf. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom. The Ontario government has just announced the One Fare program, promising significant savings for commuters. This initiative will allow travelers to transfer between various public transportation systems with just one fare. This includes GO Transit, the TTC, and other regional transit systems across the GTHA. Starting on February 26, the program is projected to save riders an average of $1,600 per year. With this launch, Toronto Transit is set to become more affordable and accessible than ever before.
The Ford government will also be spending almost $800 million to build a new tower for Toronto Western Hospital in downtown Toronto. The project will add 82 new patient beds to the province, to the hospital, said the province on Tuesday. The tower is estimated to be completed by 2028. This announcement is welcome news considering consistent calls from healthcare workers for more hospital beds have been echoed across the province. Ontario needs to add an estimated 8,170 more hospital beds over the next 4 years to care for the province's aging population, said the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions in September.
Exciting news for soccer fans in the city. Toronto is set to host 6 matches of the FIFA World Cup in 2026. The tournament, jointly hosted by Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., will kickstart on June 11th at Mexico City's Azteca Stadium. On June 12th, Toronto's very own BMO Field will host Canada's men's national team's first game. Canada will stage 13 of the tournament's 104 games in Toronto and Vancouver. The city anticipates generating $393 million in GDP and creating over 3,600 jobs. With 3 host countries and 16 host cities, the tournament is expected to be the largest FIFA World Cup to date.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre confirmed he is against minors using puberty blockers on Wednesday. His position comes after Alberta Premier Danielle Smith announced controversial new restrictions for transgender youth in the province. Alberta will ban all gender-affirming surgeries for those under the age of 18. The policies also ban the use of puberty blockers for children under 16. Puberty blockers are reversible medications that can be used to delay changes caused by puberty. The Alberta Medical Association spoke out against Smith's policies, warning that the mental health of transgender children will worsen if they are denied gender-affirmed care.
In campus news, the International Issues Discussion Series continued Wednesday night with a talk from award-winning filmmaker and journalist Michelle Shepard. With more on the event and what Shepard had to say on the current state of journalism, here's Carrie Mayeshow.
On Wednesday evening, award-winning journalist Michelle Shepard held a lecture at TMU titled Telling Truth in a Post-Truth Era. The lecture was organized by the International Issues Discussion Series and was held in the George Ferry Engineering and Computing Center. Michelle spoke about the state of the journalism industry and how the public has lost trust in the news.
That I think we are at a point of close to a crisis in journalism in terms of the public's trust. And I cited a couple of statistics tonight, but you know, the latest statistics show that less than 40% of Canadians actually believe and trust journalism most of the time.
Michelle spoke about how big tech companies now profit off the spread of misinformation. She highlighted that since 2024 is a global election year, it is now more important than ever to get the facts right. 64 countries and a combined population of 49% of people around the world will be voting this year. Many right-wing parties use misinformation to place blame on their opponents or chalk up any wrongdoing to fake news.
Generally, people do not trust the media in ways that they used to even like 3 or 4 years ago. And this has been harnessed by, you know, governments around the world, populist politicians who take advantage of, you know, not having a reputable news organization, you know, not having to be held to account. And they have really, you know, fed that narrative of it being the enemy media and fake news.
To combat the spread of misinformation, Michelle urges journalists to search for the facts and not just ones that fit their biases. She states that if we add to the misinformation, then we have just given up. For On the Record, this is Kaya Mershow.
New this morning, the government of Ontario announced a pause to the hike in beer tax and LCBO markups for 2 years. Originally, as of March 1st, the federal government was set to increase the alcohol tax by 4.6%. This increase has been paused for 2 years. Combined with increased drink prices, students are finding it harder to keep up with the costs of socializing. With more on reaction how students would have felt with the increase, here is Patrick Pearson.
The price of a pint at your favorite bar might be going up this spring, as the federal government is set to increase the alcohol tax by 4.7% on April 1st. Toronto's bars and restaurants have already been raising prices steadily over the past few years to keep up with rising inflation and operating costs. This is making going out increasingly unaffordable for young people, especially students.
It's already hard to be a student enough with paying tuition and everything, and then having to come to a bar and spending like $16 on a drink is just absolutely insane. 100%, and especially the social aspect of going out and your friends, it's hard to do.
In 2017, Canada's federal government passed legislation to automatically raise the alcohol tax yearly to adjust for inflation without the approval of the House of Commons. Since then, the tax has increased by 19%.
Oh yeah, prices are increasing everywhere, and it's a little crazy, especially on a university student budget. Just because everyone's so busy, so going out to just a place to eat is just really convenient, like time-wise, but it's not convenient for your pocket at all.
According to Beer Canada, 47% of the price of beer in Canada is made up of tax, compared to 17% in the United States. However, a study from the University of Victoria found that higher alcohol taxes lead to lower consumption and help combat the negative effects of drinking, such as addiction and cancer. These inflated prices have led some young people to change their drinking habits.
I wouldn't say it's making me go less, but it's definitely making me go to cheaper bars in the city. Just not going to the really expensive ones anymore, or the ones that are expensive now. Definitely like the campus pub I'm going to, Gracie's, you know, places like that.
It changes how I interact with a restaurant. Like, if I'm going out to a place with the sole purpose of drinking, I might like drink beforehand because it's a little bit cheaper than going to a place and then drinking there.
I gotta say, it's a little outrageous, but it hasn't stopped me from going out.
For On the Record, I'm Patrick Pearson.
Preparations for Chinese New Year are well underway all throughout the city as we gear up for the big day on Saturday. With more on the festivities happening around Toronto this weekend, here's our very own Caleb Deneau.
Chinese New Year is arriving on February 10th, and with it will come a variety of ways to celebrate it in Toronto. Here are some different ways to welcome in the Lunar New Year. Various dance and artistic performances will be held in the Spadina Chinatown Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Look for the festivities near Dragon City Mall and the Chinatown Center. Also on February 10th, from noon to 2 p.m., is a large family-style event organized in and around the Chinese Cultural Center's location at 5183 Sheppard Avenue East. Vice President of the Center, Emily Wong, said this event is freely open to the public, including games, Chinese calligraphy, and kung fu demos. Wong also said the Chinese Cultural Center will host a celebration dinner on February 17th that you need to buy a ticket in order to attend. The Aga Khan Museum will hold a display of Chinese culture and history from February 17th to the 19th during the hours of 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Finally, a fundraising gala called the Dragon Ball will be held at the Toronto Metro Convention Center on February 10th, with tickets being sold to help donate money to the Yi Hong Foundation for Geriatric Care.
This Chinese New Year will be special because it is the Year of the Dragon, which in Chinese mythology represents prosperity and goodness.
And to everyone celebrating, we wish you a happy and safe New Year. But the celebrations don't stop there, as people are also getting ready for Super Bowl 58 this Sunday. Here to tell us what we can expect from this weekend's showdown and more on sports is Nicolas Viveros.
Thanks, Caleb. It will be a Super Bowl 54 rematch as the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers square off at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas this Sunday. Patrick Mahomes will be gunning for his third Super Bowl in as many years, as his career playoff record stands at 14 wins and 3 losses. There's no doubt the Chiefs defense will have their hands full as the 49ers offense bolsters weapons like Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and George Kittle, who will be looking to avenge their loss from 4 years ago. Brock Purdy, aka Mr. Irrelevant, will be looking to create a Cinderella story. Purdy was selected with the last pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, and just 2 years later, he finds himself starting in a Super Bowl game. Expect Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown to be one of the most popular bet props this Sunday, as the running back has found the end zone in back-to-back games and remains San Francisco's best option in the red zone. TMU men's hockey will be taking a trip to Quebec this Friday to take on UQTR in the final regular season game of the season. The schools last faced off in April 2022, and UQTR were victorious by a score of 7-2. TMU are already locked into the second seed in the OUA West with a current record of 19-8 and will certainly be looking to capture a 20-win season. It will be a battle of two of the OUA's top goal scorers, as Simone LaFrance of UQTR currently leads the OUA with 24 goals, and TMU's Kyle Bowlers is not too far behind at 17. Puck drop is slated for 7 p.m. Canada will host 13 games during the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The games will be split between Toronto's BMO Field and Vancouver's BC Place. Team Canada will play their tournament opener at BMO Field on June 12th, as host nations are guaranteed qualification. Toronto's BMO Field will hold an additional 8,000 seats during the tournament to meet FIFA's minimum 45,000 seat capacity. FIFA President Gianni Infantino called Toronto a great city which has a great football or soccer tradition. The rest of the tournament is being held in the U.S. and Mexico, with the final taking place in New Jersey's MetLife Stadium. And that's all for sports. Thanks for listening. I'm Nicholas Severos for On the Record. Back to you in the studio.
For those who are planning on spending some time outdoors, it's looking like you might have a rainy weekend ahead of you. With your five-day forecast and more on the weather, here's Sakita Morgan.
Good morning, Toronto. I'm Sakita Morgan, and this is your weather update for the upcoming week. Buckle up, because Mother Nature has quite the show planned for us. Brace yourself, Torontonians. We've got a special weather statement in play. Expect heavy rainfall throughout the day. You might want to grab your rain boots and an extra large umbrella. Highs will reach around 10 degrees, but it's the rain that'll still show. For those of you driving, your windshield wipers will be your best friend. Mississauga will see a high of 11 degrees. Brampton will see a soggy day ahead with highs at also around 11 degrees. Don't forget your raincoat, Brampton. Hamilton is in the same boat. Highs also of 11 degrees and the rain won't let up. Now let's zoom out a bit beyond the city. In Oshawa, expect showers with highs near 8 degrees. Markham will have rainy vibes continue, highs at around 6 degrees. Now, on to our weekly forecast. Saturday in Toronto, it'll be partly cloudy, so you might catch glimpses of the sun playing hide and seek, with highs at 8 degrees and a low at 1 degrees. On Sunday, there will be highs of 4 degrees and lows that won't go below 0 degrees. On Monday, we will see highs of 4 degrees and lows at minus 1. Next week on Tuesday, expect highs of 4 degrees and lows at around minus 3 degrees. Wednesday will be quite a bit cooler. We're ending the week on a mild note, minus 1 degrees as a high and lows at minus 6 degrees. Remember folks, this forecast is a sneak peek into the future, meaning it is subject to change. And hey, if you're wondering about Thursday, well, that's a cliffhanger for another day. Back to you.
From the Grammys to the Super Bowl's halftime show, there's a lot happening in the world of entertainment. With the rundown on that, here's Dana Massamra.
Perfect.
Thank you.
This week had a lot going on, but one of the highlights was Taylor Swift. Not only did the pop icon make history, winning her fourth Grammy for Album of the Year on her album Midnights, but she also announced a whole brand new album.
I want to say thank you to the fans by telling you a secret that I've been keeping from you for the last 2 years.
Swift's 11th album, titled The Tortured Poets Department, will be coming out April 19th, so stay tuned for that. In other not-so-happy news, Buckingham Palace has confirmed that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer. While the palace has not specified what kind of cancer the king has, it was discovered during recent treatment for an enlarged prostate. The king, who is 75, will be postponing public-facing duties as he undergoes treatment at a London clinic. Last but not least, we can't forget the upcoming Super Bowl happening this weekend on Sunday. Post Malone will be performing America the Beautiful before kickoff, and then for this year's Super Bowl halftime show, Usher will be gracing the stage, allegedly with some secret special guests. So we'll be looking forward to that. That's all for entertainment this week. Back to you in the studio, Aisha and Kalem.
That's all for On the Record this February 9th, 2024. I'm Kalem Deneau.
And I'm Aisha Ashraf. Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from the OTR newsroom.
For the latest 24/7, visit our website, ontherecordnews.ca. Have a great day.